This is Will's Band of the Week for February 4th, 2018. Welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with Barrett, live in studio.
Hey, Will.
And Sherry, who's definitely not live in studio. She's in Taiwan.
Hello, guys.
Taipei, is that right?
Yeah, I'm from Taipei.
And are you located in Taipei at this very moment?
Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm in Taipei right now, yeah.
So that's the cool thing about a Skype connection. You can be anywhere, right?
Right. It just sounds like she's on the other side of town.
Yeah, she could be over at your house or something.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
And you sort of have to be on Earth, though, right?
So far, we've had everybody calling from Earth. That's true.
Yeah.
No moon people?
No.
No Mars?
Nope.
But we, in pre-production, I had to look, because I kind of wanted to have a sense of where Taiwan is. Mm-hmm. Worldwide, because this is kind of fascinating. So one thing we figured out is you're way closer to Nicholas in Melbourne than you are to us. Because if you mm-hmm. go straight south from you, all you have to mm-hmm. do is cross the equator and you'd hit Nicholas, right?
Right.
So she's basically, are we going to say she's Nicholas's neighbor then?
Kind of.
Probably, I don't think.
Probably don't run into him.
Right,
that
not
often.
Too often.
Right.
There's a little bit of ocean in between there. So there's the Philippines are right in the middle there. And, mm-hmm. Then you'd have to go through the entire Australia north to south. So it'd take a little while.
Yeah.
So we wanted to ask you, how did you find us? Because, the whole deal here with having Sherry on is that she contacted us about, a little over a year ago.
About a year ago.
Yeah, when we finally figured out how to get her on the podcast. So how did you ever find out about us?
I was looking on the podcast on my iPhone, and then I'm just kind of tired of listening to like those official podcasts, like NPR and also KXP. Like they are really like professional. So I was looking for some like mature podcasts, but talking about some bands I like, and then I just Google like music podcast or indie band podcast, and somehow like Will's Band of the Week just pop out, and I really like how you guys talk about music, so that's why I decided to write to you.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
So basically, this is a common theme. You're looking for something a little bit better than NPR, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Do you remember what the first podcast you listened to was, or?
I think it's back in 2016, like January, because I was working I was working in the music industry as well. So I think when I was at work, I forgot the first one, but I've been listening all the way until now.
Wow. Okay. So here's the deal, Sherry. Now that you're on, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need to spread the word to your friends, and then they need to tell their friends.
Right.
I do.
Yeah.
I do recommend to my friends this podcast a lot.
Good.
I'm just not sure how. Like, how are a couple of Midwestern guys perceived in a place like Taipei? Like, let's say, like, if we were to look at all the podcasts that you listen to, mm-hmm, are they pretty mm-hmm. much, like, worldwide, or are they, like, mostly focused on your geographic area with the occasional outlier?
Let me think about it. I think because Taiwan is, like, to be honest, like, in Taiwan, like people still tend to listen to a lot of Chinese song, but like more and more younger people want to like seek for new like Westerner kind of music in English or either in other language we don't know, because Chinese is so different from English already. Mm-hmm. So I think it's kind of a trend, like people start to talk about like other music from other country, but like mainly like the media here still focusing on like very Taiwanese local kind of music. So it's actually kind of difficult and difficult to reach out to other like sources like you guys. So still, I think young people still like they tend to look for more English stuff than Chinese because it's hard to, for them to find like, you know, music they want to know. So I think that's why young people start to like look for English sources to talk about the music more and more here.
Okay. So, you know, your friends and things like that, are some of them, I mean, do a lot of them listen to music mm-hmm. that's sung in English? And, or, I just don't know how that works.
I think there's a lot, because we have, Taiwan is so far away, as you guys say, so there's mm-hmm. it's very rare for, like, bands from America or from Europe to come to Taiwan. So, right. like, people just only know this band come to Taiwan because it's, a, like, one hit. Like at the time, but not that many people like will, you know. We don't have like the way to know those English songs. Like, you know, it's like different. We have a lot of Chinese, very awesome indie band here, but also like, how to say that? Like, because music is like worldwide, so it travels through, you know, your like all the sources you can find online. So I think, yeah, people start to look for more music in English, because we still don't have like the, it's still developing, I would say that, in Taiwan, like those like very fundamental, you know, step to build like different music tastes, like to the foundation. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and looking at the geography, it would be difficult for a band going on tour to make
really
a stop
difficult.
In Taiwan. Although mm-hmm. the population, if they could develop an audience, You must have just not just Taipei, but like a lot of cities where bands could go, right?
No, like mainly if a band want to perform in Taiwan, they will only pick Taipei because like Taipei, the generation here is like they accept a lot of different genres of music, but on other city, like it's not really that popular, to be honest.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's the only place to go. It's the only cool place. In Taiwan.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah, so like if bands come to, like when bands come to Taiwan, they always have the Asian tour. They won't just, you know, decide, okay, today we're going to go to Taiwan. No, they won't do that. Like they will just put Taiwan in one of the stop in their tour. So it's really rare. Because I work in music industry, then my previous job is like to plan Asian tour for like Western bands. So like we always have to make a package for them. They don't want to just come to Taiwan or come to like China or to other country because it's not, you know, like it's not budget wise for them at all.
Right. Yeah. Hmm. Wow, that sounds like a challenge.
That does sound like a challenge.
Yeah.
So, there's such a wealth of information here.
Yeah. So many questions. You know, I think maybe we should just start talking a little bit about music, right?
Right.
You sent
right.
us mm-hmm. some.
You sent us a big bands. List of bands, and I kind of wanted to maybe start with the bands from Taiwan, because I'm interested in the local scene and what the bands from there sound like, and you sent us a couple of those.
Mm-hmm.
So which one do you want to start with?
I think I want to start with the 2 Hours, the instrumental post-rock band. I really like them. It's like my personal favorite at this moment.
So I've got an album, you mentioned it's like 2HRS, I guess abbreviation for 2 Hours.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. There was an album called Quasar and one called Immortal Beasts that I found.
Yeah, I like Quasar. That's their like debut album. It's really they mixed like the how to say universe feelings into their songs. And I think it's really good.
Great. So do you have a track to suggest?
I like the last track called Home Gazer. It's about like they're talking about in the future if Earth was destroyed and we were living like, you know, other planet. And then like it's called Home Gazer in Chinese. It's like we live in another hometown and we miss our home so much. So it's like we are thinking of our home and then we sort of can see our home in our imagination. It's a very beautiful song.
Okay, great. This is from the album Quasar by 2 Hours and it's called Home Gazer.
Thank you.
Sounds like a slow build.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, very nice.
It's yeah, like, it sounds like, I think Chris should be listening to that writing his next column, right?
Right. Yeah, it sounds like Godspeed You Black Emperor a little bit.
Yeah.
With some Dirty Three mixed in there.
Yeah.
Is this a band, Sherry, that plays live sometimes, or have you seen them?
Yeah, I've seen them perform like 3 times last year because I really like them. So when they're doing tour, I just follow them around.
Yeah, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like they add like violin and they use piano as the main instrument in their production. So it sounds really peaceful right. for me.
So if a band from Taiwan tours, take this band mm-hmm. for example, then do they go to mainland China and tour a bunch of cities there too?
I think if it's a band is not. It's not if it's not a big band, they will tour in Taiwan because tour in China costs a lot. We still have to fly all the way there, and then you have to figure out. They have so many regulations about mm-hmm. like where to perform. You have to get like the working visa and stuff like that. So it's pretty rare. Mm. You have to like arrange with other like Chinese promoter, so to get to play. So
they can go. Are there just a whole bunch of clubs in Taipei, or do they get around yeah. Taiwan a little bit?
Yeah, they will like tour in Taiwan, but we have a lot of like different venues in Taipei as well, like different size. So we have like the most popular one, which can like accommodation is 600 and the other one is like 1,200. So it depends on like how big the band, how big the audience is for the bands to choose. We have some smaller one, like you can, like less than 100 people can, be in the venue. So we have a lot of choices.
It sounds like about the Madison level of different venues and things and the size of the places.
Right.
Which is nice. You can accommodate pretty much anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good.
So let's play another track. Do you have another one by 2 hours?
Mm-hmm. I like the one. I like this one called Power to the People. I think they add some sort of like journal, like from news, clip from the news in these songs. It's pretty interesting for me.
Thank you.
I like it.
I do too. You know, if you hadn't told us where they're from, it just sound like they'd be from either Montreal or Iceland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah,
that's great.
Mm-hmm. I like them a lot because, and then this album, they have the concept is like they want to talk about problem happen in Taiwanese society. So this song is actually like to tell like all the generation to stand up for our own right. You know, because every day there's so many different issues happen. Right. You know, like injustice issues. So they want to like talk to people, like give people the power to stand up. That's the concept of this album.
And that kind of sentiment is a lot more popular or common in Taiwan than in mainland China, right?
Yeah.
And you know, you mentioned before that to tour in mainland China, you needed a work visa, which mm-hmm. it's kind of odd because, I mean, Taiwanese people consider Taiwan a separate country, and China does not consider you that way, right?
Yeah.
But yet, when you go over there, you need to get a work visa.
I know. So it's very contradictory for them already. Like, yeah. So it's really complicated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like they're kind of trying to have it both ways, but
yeah. And then, do you guys know what happened in Hong Kong, like in a venue?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Like
in the '90s when they were.
When do you know the British band called This Town Need Gone? TTNG.
No,
it's a math rock band. Anyway, when they performed in Hong Kong in a venue, like the venue was located in like a kind of like an illegal area, but. So it's very complicated. So when this band performed on stage, like the Chinese government, they just, you know, send some people because they was like, you know, spotted on this venue for a long time. They want to take it down because Hong Kong doesn't have like a government support basically. So the Chinese government, not Hong Kong government, they just kind of like, you know, break into the venue in the end and then like arrest. So the band was arrested too because they say you performed in this illegal venue. So you guys have to be arrested as well. So everything goes crazy. And in Taiwan, because they just performed in Taiwan like a day or 2 days ago, like before this happened last year. So we have like kind of like a fundraiser because they have to pay a lot of fee and they don't have the fee. So I think they open like a fundraiser page for themselves. And then some Taiwanese fans, just we try to sponsor them as well to, you know, pay for the fund and everything. It's just crazy.
Just pretty recent.
Last year, 2016. Wow. Oh, 2016, so it's 2 years ago, yeah.
I started to get used to that. 2016 was 2 years ago now. Wow.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I'm looking at the map. So Hong Kong, obviously there's a water barrier in between, but it's not very far away. So if you were going to leave Taiwan, mm-hmm. I suppose you might go to Hong Kong. I mean, Hong Kong is gigantic, right? It's like New York City. It must have like 10 million people or something.
I think it's pretty. I don't know. My geography is not that good. I think it's a little bit smaller in. I think it's the same size like Taipei. I never think of this question.
What is the population of Taipei? How many million people?
23 million.
2.3 million.
Twenty-three million. I think.
23.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's big.
That is unbelievably big.
Yeah. I was trying to, it's a fun thing you can do is look at the Google map and you can get like a, you know, like a street view and it's just fascinating. I mean, just a great, Taipei seems like a really great city. Like, is that your impression? Is it a good place to live?
Yeah, it's not like any other modern city. It's the same. So if you live here, we have metro system and the bus system, the transportation is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but just the traffic is a little bit bad because it's a small city and people drive cars all the time. So it's like, you know, during like the peak time, you don't want to drive in Taipei.
Right. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we should keep on with the music then. We'll intersperse it with great tidbits about life in Taipei.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to go to the next band then?
Yeah. The next one I want to introduce to you is TZ Back.
Right. And I found an album called Fragile Objects. I don't know if you have another thing to play by them. Oh, there was also a single, mm-hmm. but the title was in Chinese characters, so I didn't know how to read it.
Can you guys find the Feel the Pen from TZ Back? Yeah, but before I introduce them, there's a very sad news just happened last week. Like the bass player just died from cancer. So it's a pretty sad, like, to talk about them right now because everybody was pretty upset. They're like from my back, I think 10, they already been around over 10 years. And then their music, like the in the beginning stage of them, like their music has a lot of courage. Like as a college student, like I was before, like when I listen to them, I feel a lot of like, you know, courage to face the future. And then like you have, you know, you have every power to do whatever you want. That's what their song tell us. And then when they like more recent, like the Feel the Pain, the song is like, they try to like, you know, go deeper into their heart to think about why we have this courage, like behind this courage, what kind of thing we have, like we are very fragile. So why don't we talk about this, you know, fragile and sentiment inside, instead of just telling people we have courage. But instead they want to talk about like, you know, self-reflection and stuff like that. So they have like a big change. And I think they're like general kind of change in the past, like their genre is more like indie rock, like pure rock, because they have three people. But what interesting of them is they don't have any guitar in their band. Like they are a three-piece band, I think keyboard and then bass and drum, but they just don't have guitar in their like band members.
Mm-hmm. So I have the Feel the Pain EP by Tizzy Back.
Mm-hmm.
Queued up here. So what track should we play?
I think Feel the Pain, the song.
Tizzy Back. You know, this, I listened to, Wilson and I, my son, both listened to a different Tizzy Back album, the Fragile Objects that Will alluded to, and I really like that too. Do you like that album?
That one is more recent one, and I think it's really, it's good as well, but I like this one and the other older album more.
All right, that's cool. You gotta always like the older stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, that's really sad about the bass player. You know,
I saw that as I was doing some research too.
We play the jingle in the Death of the Week thing generally, mm-hmm. when people sometimes are older, it just, and it's kind of more like philosophical that, you know, death happens, you know.
Sometimes,
but when is a younger person, like the example I can think of is the band Camera Obscura, right? The keyboard player, was it?
Right.
Who died? She was like in her 30s.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty sad. I'm guessing the Tizzy Back person was pretty young.
Yeah, like 40, just reached 40, I think.
So let's play one more track, if you have one, from Tizzy Back.
I like Iron Back very much. That's when I was in college. I listened to that song a lot.
Mm-hmm. 说抱歉，看着你送着天，我想我死在那天。然后又过了一段时间，我只敢偷偷听朋友说，你现在的生活和你新开展的梦。
You know, the singer has such an angelic voice, and not being able to understand what she's saying, it's hard to get my head around the fact that she's talking about going into hell and seeing a demon and not being afraid, right? That just doesn't compute, but, you know, it's kind of fun to listen to music that where you can't understand what the person is saying, because all you can do is just appreciate the person's voice without any sort of bias coming in as to what they're saying.
Yeah, sort of raw expression.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Yep. So that was from the Tizzy Back album called If I See Hell, I Won't Be Afraid of Demons, from way back in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that was 9 years ago now.
Yeah, 2009 was a long time ago. We feel old now. That's okay, though. It's okay to feel old, because
yeah,
we are.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen to all of us.
Yep. So, okay, so those are some good bands from Taiwan. And you've got a bunch of other stuff that you selected. So maybe we can play a couple of tracks from each of your selections, Sherry. Does that sound good?
Yeah, perfect.
Well, I've got them all queued up here. So whatever order you want to talk about, you know, go ahead.
Okay. So last year I went to Iceland to join the Iceland Airwaves, the music festival. And I found this, like, girl from Australia. She's really, really good. Her name is Gordy. And then because she play guitar and also she use a lot of effect pedal. And then my favorite track is called Heaven I Know. And it's like she wrote a song, like, you know, about friendship, because I read a story she told in interview. She said, like, because one of her best friends moved to New York, so, like, they try to figure out a way to connect each other. And then sometimes she had bad dreams about, like what if they lose the contact? So that's how she write the song, you know, to remember this feeling, to tell herself, like, to keep contact with people who you love. So I really like the song. And then I think the way she composed it is really just very gorgeous.
All right. Based on that introduction, I cannot wait to hear this song.
Yeah, that leaves us anticipating, doesn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The artist is called Gordy. The album is called Reservoir. And this is Heaven I Know. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2,
everyone fall out. Get lost.
That's Gordy.
Yeah, it's very nice. I see from a quick Wikipedia search that she's opened up for Bon Iver and The Tallest Man on Earth. That sounds like a pretty good pairing of artists.
Yeah, that's actually a reasonable fit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this was at a festival that you attended in Iceland?
Yeah, yeah. I saw her there for the very first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice.
So what kind of crowds do they get? You just think that Iceland is so, is desolate the right word? I mean, it's just not highly concentrated in terms of population. So you'd have to have a lot of tourists, right, to fill up a festival there?
No, I think mainly it's like local young generations attend to the festival. Because like the artists, they mainly like, so mainly there's are like a lot of Iceland bands playing, and then just only a few bands or artists from other countries, very few. So, like, when they perform on stage, they tend to speak in Iceland to the crowd if they're from the local. So, yeah, I think maybe I would say 90% is audience from locals and 10% are from, like, you know, the rest of the world to attend.
That's very interesting because, you know, I mean, we know Sigur Rós, but that's about it from Iceland, right?
Well, what am I thinking? What's your head?
Björk.
Yeah.
Right.
Of Monster and Men. They're from Iceland too.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a band I've heard of. Yeah.
I know there are some others. But yeah, well, not a lot of it makes its way all the way into the Midwestern United States.
Right.
Here's a question. When you heard that these nerds you were listening to on a podcast were from Wisconsin, you had never heard of Wisconsin before, had you?
I know Wisconsin. I have a friend from there.
What?
So in my imagination, it's a lot of snow and then like ski and ice. That's all my only concept in my
head. Hold on. You have a friend from here?
Yeah. A friend living in Wisconsin.
Wow. Where in, do you know where in Wisconsin? Or
Not Madison.
Not Madison.
Not Madison. I don't know, actually.
Yeah. Well, if it's not Madison, then it really doesn't matter.
That's pretty good, though.
Nowhere.
That's cool. That's impressive.
You seem a lot more, well, obviously, Sherry seems cooler than we are.
Well, of course. That's not hard.
And more worldly than we are. Well, we have to screen our guests a little bit better to make sure that people don't make us look stupid anymore.
Right. Yeah, that's a problem. all right, are we going to play another Gordy song?
Yeah, sure. Can we play, can we work it out?
All right, here we go.
Can we work it out? this open instead. Tell me how we work this out and what the struggle's about.
That's Gordy, and I did my music journalism during that, and I determined that she's from Sydney, Australia. So mm-hmm. she made her way to Iceland for the festival. And yeah, there's a huge, like a big, long narrative on her Bandcamp page that talks about how she's from rural Australia, a little small town of 2,300 people.
Mm-hmm.
So, must pretty
be,
cool.
Yeah. Suburb of Melbourne, must be. Right?
Well, she's probably, yeah. I mean, we assume that she's a neighbor of Nicholas. He might have to drive out, and he might have to drive out, you know, beyond the big city, but then he'd stumble upon the farm where Gordy is hanging out.
Right.
Probably.
You would think.
Right?
Sounds like after this festival that she that you saw her at, Sherry, she stuck mm-hmm. around there and recorded part of this album in Iceland and also part in the United States, so.
Mm-hmm. She gets around.
Yeah, she gets around.
Yeah.
I just still don't know how people do that. Because like it costs like a couple thousand US dollars just to get from one of these continents to the other.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we were going to do a live podcast in Taipei, it would be cost prohibitive. First of all, even if we probably have the audience would be Sherry. And then, well, if Sherry was on the podcast, then there'd be some people there. Otherwise, it would sure. just only yeah. be Sherry, maybe.
Right.
So it would be cost prohibitive for us to lug all this equipment
it
over
would.
There.
Yeah.
But so if we do it, let's make sure to have Sherry.
Yeah, I will be there okay, for sure. Yeah,
good.
Definitely. Sherry will draw the big crowd, and then
yeah,
people will be like,
your family and your friends.
What are these U.S. Midwestern nerdy guys even doing there? They'd be
right.
like, you guys get out of here.
Right.
Yeah. All right, that's very good. So, well, what do we have next? We're going to keep the music coming.
Maybe let's change like the general to rap. Are you guys interested?
Sure, whatever you want to talk about, we're good.
Yeah, this is like Icelandic rap group. Like because personally, I don't listen to rap or hip hop, like, you know, any of this genre, I don't listen to it normally. But like I saw this rap group perform on the stage, and the crowd is crazy. They're crazy for them. So they are, I don't know if I pronounce it right or no, wrong. So Yo Pei and Crowley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the album is Gervi Glingru. I don't know. I don't know how to
yeah,
pronounce
this is,
that. But
it's difficult. Yeah.
I know. And then that means fake jewelry, like in English. So, and then I want to play that the very like biggest hit is called B-O-B-A, but in Iceland, they sing in B-O-B-A. That's the very big hit right now in Iceland.
Feel a parabonda.
Θέλω φρέκαρ βόντα σέμα. Δε ρωτέρω πόντα με δω ρίγκι και κενά σε μέρα. Γελά με κλέγκερ, για ον εβάντ. Πολύ παπό δεν αεί, δεν κάνω. Ον φίλα ρε και λόγι μείνεν, εν μοίρε σάμα. Έτε πήρε βίστα τα σε κέλε σλάιμ τάμα. Ον εράστα βόντα με, ορδε δε βάνα. Μην τε κέρα άλτσαν, ας πήρε άνα. Πιε ο πιε α, θα δε πόμπα. Φίλα έχει κόδα πήγε φίλα παραβάν. Τα ρφίστε τέτοι πουλά επί κέθρωτη η χιόντα. Στα με κέλε κέρα με σουρώσει η σουρώντα. Πιε ο πιε α.
Okay, a couple things I can say. First of all, I looked them up, and they were described as the future of Icelandic hip-hop. So there you go. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to say this. The band and the album and the song, like trying to pronounce all this, is probably equally difficult for Midwestern U.S. people and Chinese, right? Because we're like, it looks like Joy Pei or Hoi Pei and Crowley. And the album, I'm going to say Gervy Glinger. That's probably totally wrong, right?
Right.
But that's what it
all
looks like.
All you can do is do your best.
Right. But in any event, this is the future of Icelandic hip-hop. Should we play another one?
Yeah, sure. But first, I have a question for you guys.
Sure.
Like, when you both have kids, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys bring your kids to listen to rap concert when they were like 5 or 6?
No.
No, they weren't.
We don't have very many rap or hip hop shows in Madison. It's mm-hmm. a little more rare here.
Like any concert, like any kind of general.
Yeah.
You will bring your kids. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, when my That's son was young, the first thing I took my son to was a band called Tokyo Police Club from Canada. And then I took him to see Green Day at a big arena. So that was like probably the closest thing to hip hop, right? It was arena rock.
Yeah, because when I saw them like perform in a smaller club, like there's like 20 kids or maybe more than 20 kids, they stay in front of the stage and just sing along for every single song. And their parents don't let them wear headphones at all, because some parents would let them, their kids wear like the headphone will mute the sound, right? But the Icelandic parent, they don't care at all. They just let their kids like dance around and like dab or like just do any sort of thing in front of stage. It's just crazy for me because we don't see that in Taiwan.
This is really young
often.
Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not common here either. I mean,
no.
Okay.
You'd see
young kids never
kids
go
that
to
you'd
clubs.
See would be like 13-year-olds,
right?
That mm-hmm. are, and that would be very, very rare. Yeah, for the most part, everybody's, you know, 18 and older.
Right.
That's not good for a kid and his or her hearing in the future, I don't think.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm not a physician, but it doesn't seem.
It's a combination of volume and duration.
Right.
So you could have a little kid and you could probably take him to something pretty loud. Like once a month, and they'd be fine.
Right.
But the sustained volume is what's bad for your hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right, or he just kind of is this sort of intuitive?
No, I know this.
Okay.
I'm an intellectual.
Too. Yeah. Okay. Good. Wow.
I've researched this.
Yeah.
My only personal experience is A Place to Bury Strangers at that volume level for about 1:10 was enough to kill my hearing for about a week.
Yeah.
But the decibels had to be really high.
Mm-hmm.
So regular concert volume for an hour once every couple of weeks, I don't think it's going to kill a kid's hearing. But you're right. Like, it is extremely uncommon for people to bring like young children to any kind of rock show here.
Right.
Okay, because I was very shocking. I thought it's like a culture shock. Kind of thing, but hearing you guys say it make me more like relaxed.
Yeah, if you went to a show in Madison here, you would not see any kids like that.
Nope. More aging rockers like us than kids, right?
That's true.
Yep. All right, should we play one more by Jope and Crowley?
Sure. There's a song. Okay, I'm gonna try to pronounce it. Sagan F. Ocker. Can you guys find that?
Yeah, I found it. Here it is. Yep.
Yeah. ekki lengur Hvað verður svo um okkur Döfnum saman, deyjum saman Hvað varð um okkur
Ég veit, ég búin að fokka Þú ringir ekki lengur Hvað verður svo um okkur Döfnum saman, deyjum saman Hvað varð um okkur
Kem stundum og seint heim og næ ekki svara En vitu til að það ekki, út af því bara Ég kann ekki að spila hennar leik, ey, þú þátt ekki að vera smeyk Ey, ég missi eitthvað þú mér plís, ekki vera reið Lifandi bjart sýnis kastum að allt muni batna En sama hvað þú brosi þá mun ávart eitthvað vanta En við þörf, við getum fundið laust Við með langa bara að horfa á þig enda enda laust
Ég vil finna laust Horf á þig enda laust Horf á þig enda laust En ég veit að ég kaust Alltaf, alltaf við laust Alltaf, alltaf við laust Ég alltaf við laust Alltaf, alltaf við laust
Ring til tilbaka, baby Ég þarf þig Neym á, please, please Ekki vera svari Ég sef ekki án þín Please, gottu heim Þú ert alltaf frábært Þú ert ekki vera einu Ég veit, ég búin að fokka Þú ringir ekki lengur Hvað verður svo um okkur Döfnum saman, þegjum saman Hvað verður okkur
There you go, Icelandic hip-hop stars.
I have to admit, that last one, I was absent for much of it when I went to get two more beers.
Yeah, so we're sponsored tonight by Denali India Pale Ale.
Mm-hmm.
That's from Lakefront nice. Brewery from Milwaukee.
Wow, I did not. I didn't look at the label closely.
Yep, and then I've got a Dogfish Head 60-minute IPA. Mm-hmm. They're from Michigan, aren't they? Dogfish Head.
I have no idea. I've always heard that, but I never knew.
We better get our beer journalism correct.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have that wrong, can you? We're gonna have to look that up.
Are you a fan of drinking beer, Sherry? Or
no, I like wine better than
you
beer.
Like wine, okay. All right. You know, we probably should have told you this before you started, but maybe having a glass of wine during the podcast is always kind of recommended.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Wait, hold on. No, wait.
No,
it's like 10 in the morning there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're
No, no. I would not suggest that you get your day off of that sort of a start.
That's right. It's a bad influence.
I take that back.
Yeah. Okay.
That's where Nicholas, I think, does that.
Yeah, he probably has a glass of wine at 7 in the morning. When he escapes the child care, goes into his car, opens a window because it's 90 degrees.
Yeah, he's always. Every time he talks to us, it's like, 10 in the morning, and he's at the beach, and it's 100 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay.
All right, I misspoke. Dogfish Head is from Delaware.
Hmm.
Milton, Delaware.
Yeah, interesting.
You know, I've heard of Dover, Delaware. Have you ever been to Delaware?
I have not.
Delaware is like a state that we just will never go to.
Yeah,
right?
It's just sort of like, what's the point?
Yeah. One of my kids used to say, I forgot whether it was either Idaho or Wyoming. I think it was Wyoming. They just said, it doesn't exist because I've never been there and I'll probably never be there.
Well,
wouldn't it be fun
Wyoming
to go to?
Is a good place to go on the way to Colorado.
I think it'd be fun to go to, like, Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Yeah, Laramie and Cheyenne would both be cool.
A few days in June or something, you'd be hanging out, you'd be in a western town.
Yeah, they're like,
be cool.
Yeah, it's like Rocky Mountains and cowboys and stuff. And
that'd be cool.
But you
could go to Taipei too, and that'd be cool too in a different way.
That would be cool.
And they would have great trains and public transportation, right?
Yeah, and bad traffic.
Bad traffic. Well, yeah, you don't drive. Do they have the the apps like we have here, like mm-hmm. Uber and Lyft, where it's like the cab system has become
You know, we have like Uber here.
Uber. And is it a good method, or is regular cabs better, or how do you do it?
I think they're kind of the same, but Uber is a little bit cheaper. Mm-hmm. A little cheaper than taxi here.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend from Chicago. And he only takes regular established cabs rather than Uber or Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
And his reasoning is that the cab drivers have to pay a huge amount of money.
Absolutely.
To get like a, there's a word for it. It's like a, you know.
It's a medallion.
Okay, yeah. So they have to pay like 100,000 US right. dollars or something to get this well, thing, which is just the right to be able to drive the cab.
Totally.
And
I
he
think,
feels really
I think
bad.
About that all the time.
He feels really bad that they're getting undercut by Uber and Lyft, so he just takes the regular cab
right.
all the time.
First of all, anybody that bought a medallion before Uber came around
yeah.
bought it at a high, right?
Yeah, right.
And now they're worth next to nothing.
Yeah, that's just terrible.
So when you buy it, you feel like you're making an investment. You can sell it at the end. So they
right.
got screwed on that.
Yeah.
Also, Uber drivers don't have to go to any neighborhood they don't feel like going to. And that's not the case with cabs.
Sure,
cabs are mandated by you know their charter with the city to serve all parts of the city. Uber drivers don't have to. It's like it's just completely. I mean, I understand the convenience and stuff, but it's completely unregulated, and you know, I kind of have a philosophical problem with it too.
So I would think, though, in Taipei being such a big city, that it would mm-hmm. be like that would be like New York City, where the subways and the public transportation are so good that you don't have to take a cab very often. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. You can take, we call metro here, you can take metro everywhere,
mm-hmm.
like mostly. Yeah.
Do you live in like the dense part of the city or out on the suburbs or?
Like kind of in the middle, because
okay.
it's too expensive to live in the century. And in suburb, it's like, you know, you have to commute to work for like 40 minutes. It's really, I can't wake up too early, so it's not
okay.
a good choice. I kind of live in between. Of the center, yeah.
Sounds like a good place.
So how far is your walk to the nearest train station?
Like 3 minutes.
That's not bad at all. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just great. I think all my kids would like to live in that kind of environment.
Yeah.
So they instead live in this sort of suburban. Would you say we're sort of suburban, Barrett? I mean, compared to like
Madison?
A big city.
Well.
It's relative, right? But.
I mean, yeah, it's sort of more like, because it's not suburban in any sort of a way except the approximate population.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like a mid-sized town.
Right, but we don't have the density,
no.
so the public transportation is not quite as good.
Yeah,
as
it's just
good.
Buses.
But none of my kids have driver's licenses because they would just rather take public transportation. Or maybe they're
really?
Just... Does Wilson have a driver's license? I never asked
He's
that.
He's working on it. He's
working
got his
on
learner's
it.
Permit.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. All right. We'll discuss that more. That's an important subject, so...
Yeah.
All right, Sherry. Let's go to the next band. We got a couple more.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about the Team Dreams by Soleil, Sin Fan, and Over.
Right. Yeah, I've got it here. That's another
it's
one.
It's a collaboration.
How do we ever cover the... the name of that.
Looked it up. It's an Icelandic supergroup.
They're a supergroup?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's like the new Pornographers of Iceland.
Team Dreams is the name of the album. Yeah. And it's mm-hmm. Soli Sinfang and Orvar Smarason.
Yeah.
So how did you find, was this another band that was at the festival?
No, because I just like Soleil so much because she has a lot. She has like 3 solo albums, and then she's a really talented like singer-songwriter. And then I just found out last year they have this project called Teen Dreams. They try to produce 1 song in a month, and then 12 months, so they have this album which contained 12 songs in it. So it's from January all the way to December in 2017. It's pretty interesting.
I read that same thing. And not only that, but they limited themselves to writing, recording, and producing it all within 3 days each month.
Oh, each month they get 3 days to
right.
do it.
So
yeah,
they did a
cool.
total of 36 days of work.
That'd be fun.
3 days per month, which, yeah, you know, I think that'd be quite a challenge.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are we going to play first?
Maybe let's play their very first composer. It's called Random Haiku Generator. It's from January last year.
Glass me in the face, it's what I deserve, the things that I have done, the things that I have said. We'll meet them in the street and turn the other cheek. Random haiku generator pulling down the sky.
Soleil and some other contributors from the album Team Dreams.
You know, I listened to this a couple times yesterday and today, and there's a lot of variation in what it sounds like. So it sounds like each of the collaborators kind of contributed equally. Is that about right, Sherry? So sometimes you have this like really artificial drum sound and the fake hand claps and hand, you know, finger steps and stuff. Other times it's a lot more natural sounding. But overall, I just really liked it.
Me too.
Yeah, it's really nice. It moves along at a, you know, kind of a glacial pace a lot of the time, which I like.
I looked at the geography again because I'm curious about the geography. So Iceland is a little bit closer to us than it is to Taipei. Check this out, Bear. Look at the map.
Yeah, well, so
here's Iceland up here. Like, sure. Iceland isn't close to anybody, right? Iceland is just like way
not at all. Yeah.
Like, look, here's us. Here's Iceland.
It's kind of between like,
I guess it's if there's any frame of reference, it's to the west of Norway and Sweden.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Got to.
It's kind of right between like what is that? Newfoundland and Scandinavia, right in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then east of Greenland.
They probably had a really good whaling industry back in the 18th and 19th centuries.
When it was okay to kill whales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bet they had a big one.
Yeah, it's not cool anymore, right? All right. Very good. Let's see. Let's get back to our playlist here. Are we going to play another Soleil song?
You want to play her song or you want to play from this Teen Dreams album?
I would like to hear something from this because this just came out in January, right?
Yeah,
just
this
like
year.
A week ago.
January. Yeah. So maybe I'll recommend the track 11 called The Sun Will Go Out.
Very nice and relaxing. What are the things about it that you like, Sherry?
Because I like piano, because I learned piano when I was really young. So piano calmed me down like a lot. So yeah. And Soleil used piano as her main like instrument to, you know, to compose in her songs. And so she also contributed to this album, like the piano part. It's from her. And then with her voice, I like her voice because it's like very spiritual for me. So when I listen to her singing, it's really like peaceful, and then just I think all the like worries just disappear in her music. Yeah.
When I was listening to this, like I said yesterday and today, and I thought like, because my wife, she likes the music we listen to, but she doesn't always want to hear it because, you know, at the coffee shop, it's on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So she wants to listen to something a little bit more relaxing or whatever, but I think this would be perfect. So I'm going to introduce this, and I think I should even put it at the coffee shop.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know, like you said, Sherry, it's just completely relaxing.
Yeah, yeah. And it's better than the bossa nova because in coffee shop in Taipei, they like, I think the majority of them, they will play bossa nova, like those French kind of music the coffee shop. And I can't stand it. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, I'm okay with a little bit of that, but we don't ever play it. But yeah, no, it can be kind of distracting. And this is something and I don't mean to take away from the artistry and stuff, to say that it's something that you can have on and just have it relax you without even being aware of it, because you can enjoy it obviously on a much more, you know, much deeper level than that. But even if that's the only way that you're listening to it, it's nice even in that way. So, yeah. Thanks for introducing me to that. I really like it.
Okay, Sherry, you got one or two more here, so let's keep it rolling.
Okay, sure. Let's move on to Vogue, the band from Iceland. And they're like, right now they have four people in the band, but in the past they only have two in the beginning. And they participate in the competition back in 2013, and I think they won like the first prize. And then since then they released their first EP, but until like 2016 they, you know, there's two more members joined to make them like a four-piece band. And then right now it sounds very like complete for me, but I want to introduce their like first EP, song from the first EP called Before, from the EP Tension.
That's Vok, V-O-K, and the O has two little dots over it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to call that. It's probably a name for that, right?
I always say umlauts, but I think those are the dots over a different letter.
I think if you say umlaut, that's a German thing, though, right?
I don't know.
They wouldn't call it that in Icelandic, would they?
Let's call it two dots.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So,
what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's from the Tension EP. That was called... Before. So did they play at the festival?
Yeah, they're one of the last band performed. Like, I think because the festival have five days, there's 5 days in the festival, so I think they performed
five
on the
days.
That's a long festival. So,
so they're one of like the main act in the festival as well.
Wow. Okay, so I want to get a little more details on this. Mm-hmm. You go to Iceland and it's a 5-day festival. So, is it a thing where they have camping, or do you stay at a hotel and go back and forth, or what do you do for 5 days?
Yeah, it's really interesting for the festival because there's no like main venue, so it's kind of located in restaurants, in bars, and in real venue or a movie theater, stuff like that. So they have, I think they have over 70 venues throughout the 5 days. So I stay in a hotel. So they have off-live venue, which is in the afternoon, and then their main like schedule is after 7 p.m. So you're just walking around in Reykjavik, the capital, all day long. Like, you know, you walk everywhere, you will hear music everywhere, seriously. It is amazing.
That's cool. It's like nice. It's like a Austin, Texas or something.
Yeah.
Pretty related.
So what do you think, Barrett? Do you think somebody would pay our way?
We have to check the account.
Right.
Our operating expenses. And assuming that that's at zero.
Yes.
B, we have to beg everybody to give us money to go to this next.
I mean, that sounds cooler than South by Southwest, doesn't it?
Absolutely,
it does. Because it's like not as...
Well, it's
you
not
know,
in Texas for one thing,
and it's not—it's not as crazy. It sounds like it's music everywhere, and mm-hmm. not necessarily so commercialized as to just be no fun anymore.
Right, and Bob Boylan's not there.
but I like Bob Boylan. He's a cool guy. Come on.
I know. He probably is.
You know what? I'm fine. Like talking about how we're cooler than NPR and. Dissing NPR kind of in general, but Bob Boylan personally, cool guy, totally cool guy.
I'm sure he is.
Right? Come on, I'm not going to say anything bad about Bob Boylan. His cohorts, maybe we can, you know, digress on that, but, you know, not that you would do that.
No, I don't know. Anyway, moving along.
Yeah. Moving right along. Another Vok song. Should we play another one?
Sure. Can we find the song Waiting?
I bet I can find it. That's Vok, Waiting. That's a single from 2016.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Sherry, we've kind of kept you longer than we talked about. Is that okay? Are you anxious?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Do you have to go
somewhere? Time is fine for me.
All right. I'm kind of curious. Like, so you told us that you learned to play piano when you were young. So, like, for piano music. But what are some of your first bands that you liked when you were younger? What kind of music did you listen to?
Let me think about it. I think. I listen to, like, the first time I listened to, like, English song, I think it's some pop singer, like Green Day or Simple Plan. Do you guys know that? It's like pop band.
What was the second one you said?
Simple Plan. They're from Canada. I haven't listened to them, like, over 15 years.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah. And Personal Friends of Anurag, probably.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then when I started to listen to, like, more... Not like so popular, but Radiohead is still a very popular band.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of start from there, and my dad liked the Beatles a lot, so it kind of influenced me because he would play the Beatles songs like in the car all the time.
Yeah.
So
let me tell you this,
my dad.
Sure, your dad is a cool guy. I like your dad already.
But I think that's yeah. the only band he listened to in English, because he doesn't understand English that well, so he just listened to the melody instead of the lyrics. Yeah. And then,
right. Yeah. Which, when you think about it, like, that's all you really need in music, right? Mm. Like, when you're looking at a painting, do you need to know what the person was thinking when he or she painted it? No. The art stands for itself. So, okay. All right, so then there's the music of the Beatles with your dad, and then what are some other things?
I don't know. I think it starts from learning English for me. Yeah. Because we have to take English lessons since grade school, but back then it's too young to even listen to, you know, to Google any song. And back then I don't use computer that much. So I think when I get to high school, like, we have to learn English, and I like the language already. So I just start to Google online. Like, you know, you have some pen pal back then, like in high school, I can write to some, like, you know, friends from across the world, and then they will recommend me some music. And I would recommend some Chinese music as well. So right. I think since then, I started listening to a lot of, like, English songs.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
What city and state were some of your pen pals from?
I think from America. I have a pen pal from America when I was in high school. Uh-huh. But I lost contact with her already. It's been so long, like over 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, this has been great. Maybe we should just mention that another one of your bands you mentioned was Phaser Days, and I like them, and Nicholas really liked them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you come across Phaser Days?
Because she came to Taiwan to perform last year, but I happened not to be in Taiwan. I think I went on a business trip or something, so I kind of miss her performance. I like her a lot. Since they released, like, this, you know, she's going to perform live in Taiwan. So I listened to her music. That's when I discovered her. Then when I look at the schedule of Iceland Airwaves, I realized she's going to perform in Iceland. So I'm really excited. So I listen to her song all the time since last year, 2017, like, I think in September. So that's how I discovered her, because she has a show in Taiwan last year.
That's great. So, mm-hmm. yeah. Well, we're going to all look forward to the next Phaser Days album. Right?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it ties us all together. It's pretty cool. Worldwide, right?
Right.
So what's your favorite tracks from her?
Boy,
you're putting me on the spot.
What was that? Wow.
Was that on your end, Sherry?
No. That was my friend Bruce telling me that the Milwaukee Bucks have won 4 straight.
Wow,
with the new
ever
coach.
Since they fired their coach.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That was a good move.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I bet. Do you think Sherry knows who the Milwaukee Bucks are?
No.
It's a basketball team that's about, what, less than 100 miles. About 100
miles
east. 150 kilometers from us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
But their best player is from Greece.
Right.
Well, and he's amazing. Well, so.
Cool.
Yeah, he's good. He has a big, long name you can't pronounce. But he's a cool guy. So, I don't know. What else can we say? This has just been great.
It has been great. I hope you agree to come back sometime.
Sure, after you guys edited it, let's see how it goes.
No, even without the editing. Okay, first of all, Sherry, you just revealed that...
Oh, no.
Yeah. What? I don't know why she said that.
Yeah, why did she
because
even say that?
Because there's no editing.
Right. I mean, we don't need editing, right? We're pretty smooth, right? I mean, there's no lost time whatsoever, right? There, we never have a pause or anything. It's just pretty much straight content.
Right.
Yeah. It's my bad.
We'll take that.
A little behind the scenes. Yeah.
No, that's okay. You know, it's a warts and all. We can all, nobody's
so
perfect.
We are totally fascinated by the fact that we have listeners from different parts of the world.
Yeah, it's
and
fun.
We've, you know, now we have correspondents from, you know, a pretty good variety of places. But I know that we have listeners in Spain, right? Yeah. We've never had a person from Spain on.
No, we have not.
And we should always give credit to Jason from Madison, right? We should have Jason on again.
I went running with Jason last Saturday. And I said, you got to be on the podcast again. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then he was talking about Nicholas and Wilson and Craig, all their year-end. So I'm like, he is still currently listening. So that was heartwarming.
Yeah, that's great. It's fantastic.
So, Jerry, it's also nice to know that now we have a younger listener. So many of our listeners tend to be older, but you're...
Well, and we're... Actually, Barrett and I talked about this beforehand. It's like...
Really?
It's a little bit too male-dominated,
yeah,
right? It is.
Yeah, we need more...
No, but when I first listened to the podcast, I thought you guys were like young, very young, like 30-something. Because the way you guys talk is very like, just like what younger generation would talk. To be honest, I'm not trying to flatter you guys. It's from the bottom
of
my heart.
So we sound cool. We're cool because we sound young, right? And then she thought, oh my God, they're really old. I can't believe right. how old they are.
Really? Yeah. I don't know how old you are, but it sounds young. That's the important part.
Oh, that's
okay.
Nice.
Wow. Thank okay. You. That's
we're happy about that. Thank you.
Do you hear that? Like, okay. Greg, Nicholas, David, Anurag. Those guys never say anything nice about us ever.
Right.
You guys are on notice.
I know. They just take us for granted totally.
They do.
Yeah. Never anything nice at all. So, wow. So,
yeah, but it's been fun to hear some new music that we hadn't heard before and to talk to Sherry. And so, yeah, thank you so much for agreeing.
Yeah, I had a great time as well.
It's kind of a cool thing. Now we've got sort of a Taiwan-Iceland connection.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that just makes it totally worldwide.
Yeah, anytime there's a new Icelandic band, like Sherry will probably know more about it and know about it before we do.
Seems that way, yeah.
It does seem like you have your finger on
totally,
the pulse of the
She's attuned to the Iceland
Icelandic
scene.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so it's already tomorrow there, and you probably have a day. It's like Tuesday morning there.
Yeah, right now it's 11:37 a.m.
Maybe she has a job outside of the Will's Band of the Week podcast. You know, like, aside from, like, the big stipend that we sent her, she might have, like, a real life. Yes. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say thank you, and we probably should say goodnight. So let's do that. So, Sherry, thank you. It was great.
Yeah, thanks, Sherry.
Very fun.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
I think the listeners will really appreciate it, right?
Yeah.
It's a little bit beyond the average nerd dad rock
yeah,
we talked about.
It's different. It's fun. It's very cool.
Very good. So, okay. Thanks, Sherry. We will talk to everybody again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week.
I'll keep listening to the podcast.
Good. Great. I hope you do.
All right.
Great. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Good night for you guys.
You can subscribe to the Will's Band of the Week podcast using iTunes or any other podcast app. All of our podcasts are also available directly on our webpage, willsband.net. You can contact us directly by email to willsband@yahoo.com, on our Facebook page, or on Twitter @willsband. The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you every week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.